see what's happening in your local area, head to rochevalleyradio.com.
There you go. That was guest number one. That was Tina Harrison. We've now got, we haven't got her at the moment, but she'll be here in 2 seconds' time. We've got the wonderful Zoe Hodges, who is going to tell us all about the Imagination Library in Oldham. Now, if you don't know Zoe, Zoe is one of the team here at Roach Valley Radio. How she finds the time, I genuinely don't know. But she will be on air after this to tell us all about the new library and Tanya Tucker.
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров персональный спутник.
There you go. That was. Oh, hang on a minute. Sorry, that was snap. You didn't need that. Welcome back. You're listening to Community Corner on Roach Valley Radio. My name is Tim Moore. I'm now joined by Zoe Hodges, who I know very well. I'm very, very proud to sort of work alongside her. She taught me everything I know. And it's great to have her in the studio. Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Tim. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you very much for coming in on a Saturday. You did the Friday night shift. Now you're in on a Saturday morning. Listen, before we start about this, I've never heard of Tanya Tucker before. Should I know more about Tanya Tucker?
Definitely recommend checking her out. I mean, she started her career when she was about 13 years old, and she's just phenomenal. I've had the pleasure of seeing her out in Nashville, and that last song that you played, actually, it was Grammy Award winning, and she worked on that with Brandi Carlile, who you might have heard of. She produced it and wrote it alongside Tanya, so she's a fabulous artist.
Reminds me a bit of Lucinda Williams. Is that sort of stuff?
Yeah.
See, I'm just trying to impress Zoe now. absolutely desperately craving approval from the country music expert that we have here at Roach Valley Radio. Right, okay, so Zoe, apart from working on Roach Valley Radio and doing the country music show on a Friday night, which you should be listening to, and also being the major contributor, are we going to go as far as what we're going to, chief editor? Are we going that far? Yeah?
Yeah.
For what's the name of the magazine?
Maverick Magazine.
Chief editor for Maverick Magazine, a role which you've had for about, have you had it for about, not even 12 months yet, is it?
No, I joined in March, so. Yeah.
And she's interviewed a catalogue of country royalty since she started that job. So apart from doing that, you are also setting up Imagination Library in Oldham. So I know the Imagination Library is Dolly Parton's baby.
Mm-hmm.
Now, excuse me for being naive, but I sort of thought that this was a US thing. I wasn't aware that she'd launched it over here. So tell me about what it is and how you got involved.
Yeah, so Dolly started it back in...
Dolly, first name terms.
Yeah, she started it in 1995 in the US. It all started for her because where she grew up in the Smoky Mountains out in Tennessee, her father didn't actually learn how to read or write. She wanted every child to sort of have the best start in life. And so she launched the charity through the Dollywood Foundation, so that every child, it doesn't matter what kind of background that they come from, it is designed for every single child, for them to receive a book in the post addressed to them every month from the age of 0 to 5. And it's not just about the child having a book to read. It's about that interaction with the family as well, sharing that time with them.
There is something about a book, isn't there?
There is, exactly.
I don't know what it is about that physical object. The only thing I ever feel sad about sort of getting rid of or giving away is books. I can still think in my head now of about 10 books I wish I'd never given to the cancer research. I don't know what it is about books, but after I knew you were coming in, but I sort of looked into this a little bit more often. So she launched it in the UK in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
There are now 200 affiliate partners, and you're bringing, is this the first one in Manchester?
Well, there's one in Gorton and one in Salford that,
okay,
I know of, we're sort of, yeah, the first in sort of this area.
North Manchester. Let's go for that. So how did it, what do you do? Do you ring her up and say, listen, Dolly, I've got this space. Can we do something with it? Is that, I mean, I don't know. How does it work?
Well, you see, I sort of knew of it. And again, I was like you, I thought it was a US thing only. And it was only when I got the job at Maverick, when I started sort of, I'd been doing journalism in country music for about 7 years, unpaid beforehand, and I always said when I got my first proper job in country music, I wanted to somehow give back in a way. And that's when I started looking into it further.
That's a very country music thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah. And so I went on the website and I looked into it further. I put in my postcode to see if it was already set up in Oldham, found out that it wasn't, and thought, well, you know, maybe this is my responsibility to do it. And also, I just, through the pandemic, I volunteered at Oldham Food Bank, and it became apparent to me how many families there are that could really, really benefit from this. And so I called up a few of my good friends and dragged them into it, as you do.
I can just imagine you doing that. Don't give them the option to say no.
Exactly. And so we set up a committee, and, you know, it took a lot of time. Obviously, we've been working on this since March, and we've got our first launch event coming up in November.
I was going to say, I presume you have to sort of have a certain number of things in place before they will allow you to operate under the official brand. Is that right?
Yeah. Right. So we have... we had to do like our own constitution, set up our own sort of community group, which I knew nothing of all these kind of things beforehand. And then, you know, have policies in place. And then, of course, you have to sign agreements with the Dollywood Foundation as to, you know, how you're going to operate and how you're going to use Dolly's image as well, because, you know, that's important that, you know, she's got a moral standing and she wants everything to be above board.
I have heard this, that she is, you know, she seems very sort of, you know, whenever you see her being interviewed, she seems like the nicest person in the world, and whoever is interviewing her is her sort of best friend. But she's a proper businesswoman, isn't she?
Oh, she is.
Don't get mixed up. She will screw you in the boardroom if she needs to.
yeah. There's obviously that sort of famous story about the song I Will Always Love You, and Elvis wanted to record it. And,
I don't know this story.
Oh, don't you?
No, tell me this story.
So Elvis wanted to record I Will Always Love You.
Okay.
Dolly already had it out. I don't think Whitney Houston had done it at that point. And Colonel Tom Parker wanted Elvis to have half the co-writing credits. And obviously Dolly had written it herself. And, you know, she has... She likes things to be the truth, so she turned Elvis down. And apparently, you know, that's something that... She doesn't regret it, because she stands by what she does, but she always wonders what it would have sounded like. And apparently the only person that's ever heard Elvis sing it is his ex-wife,
Lisa Marie.
He sung it to her when they got divorced.
Oh, wow. Right, okay.
So the story goes.
Right, okay, so you are setting up this imagination library in Oldham, and you're having a launch event for it. So what we're going to do is we'll just have a bit of a break, and then we'll come back and you can tell us all about that.
Okay. Great.
All right, there you go. That was Snap introducing Turbo B and the Power, roughly as far from country music as you can get, but there you go. So I'm talking to Zoe Hodges, who I introduced before that song about 10 minutes ago. She was part of the team here at Roach Valley Radio. She's the one of the chief editors of Maverick Music Magazine, which is well worth a read, and they're after new subscribers. So if you fancy it, find it on the website, subscribe. There's nothing like getting a magazine in the post. But we're here today to talk about the setting up of the Imagination Library in Oldham. It's in Royton, isn't it? Is that right?
We cover the whole of Oldham.
Right, okay. Do you have a certain sort of boundary that you're allowed to operate in, or is it sort of wherever, really?
So at the moment, we're sort of all Oldham postcodes, really.
Right.
And, you know, we won't like to turn people away if we've got the space and the funds, of course. We're mainly sticking to... the Oldham area, but we're keeping it quite broad. So
You're having a launch event on the 27th of November.
Yeah,
this is in conjunction with Oldham Food Bank, who I know mm-hmm. you said you volunteered for during COVID, and also an organization called Real Change Oldham.
Yes.
So what do Real Change Oldham do?
So Real Change Oldham, they help a lot with homelessness and things like that, and basically often, you know, they need access to birth certificates and things like that. And, you know, it costs money to get hold of documents like that. And so they have like a pot of money that helps get those documents so that they can, you know, get on, you know, get accommodation and things
what
like that.
What a great idea. I never thought of that. Of course, you need identification, don't you?
Exactly. So they just help with things like that. It's such a worthy cause, and it's so good that... as well that these three Oldham charities can help each other out. Obviously, we're just starting out, the food bank and Real Change, you know, that they've got a good standing within the community and they've got lots of experience that they can help with us, and you know, we can all help each other, and that's the main thing. All these different community groups can you know like your last guest was talking about, there is so much crossover.
Yeah.
that we can all, you know, be in it together, really.
It makes you wonder sometimes why they don't work together more often, doesn't it?
Yeah
it does. I know it's very easy. I mean, we do, I do it, and I've seen lots of examples of it. It's easy to work in a silo.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got lots of people who are sort of, you know, sort of touching the same thing, that Venn diagram really does work, doesn't it?
It does.
And this is a fantastic example. I mean, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day about how they were working with it was one of our guests last week, where they were giving books to homeless people because mm-hmm. they have days to fill.
Yeah.
And if they don't fill it with, apparently one of the people that they work with said, well, if I don't fill the day with a book, I'll fill it with getting high.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's that from, you know, it's a downward spiral. Whereas, you know, if I've got if I can get hold of a Clive Cussler novel or something like that, I'm good for 18 hours. Mm-hmm. And it's that sort of thing. And so I know, I just think it's absolutely wonderful that you can work with all these people together. Right. So it is it's not just giving, but you're also, well, it's not just people giving to you, but you're giving to them as well. So you're entertaining people for the night, aren't you?
Yes.
So tell us very, very briefly about the lineup. Actually, in fact, saying that, yeah, go on. Tell us very briefly about the artist that you've got lined up.
Okay, so we've got John Nuttall, who is a local artist. I'm also playing under my name, Just Zoe.
Yep.
And we've got Amelia Quinn, Emma Moore and Stevie O'Connor, who are three fabulous UK country acts,
okay.
who are travelling to be with us that night. So they're giving up the time. I think that says a lot about the country music community as well. So.
Well, I know it's a bit of a cliche, and I've mentioned it a couple of times, but you're right. I mean, especially the UK country music mm-hmm. scene, it appears to be a very tight-knit affair, doesn't it? So
yes.
When you put the call out, you know, people will sort of respond to it.
They will, yeah, exactly. And it's actually the British Country Music Awards tonight. And it's a family. Everyone knows each other and everyone's willing to help each other out, which is wonderful. And we've also got a wonderful PR and marketing lady, Donna, who's done so much for us, done so much promotion and stuff. So, you know, again, I met her through my job, so yeah, great community.
No, absolutely, I think it's fantastic. So you've got yourself, you've got Amelia Quinn, Emma Moore and Stevie O'Connor and
John Nuttall.
So it's five artists for a tenner.
Yes.
You don't get entertainment like that in a lot of places, do you?
No.
Right, listen, we're going to break for the news, and then we will be back after the news to just finish off talking to Zoe, and then after that we've got, I think they've just arrived actually, yeah they have, we've got Val and Alfie in from the Rochdale Creative Writing Group. We'll be back after the news.
Hello.
From the 80s to the 90s to the noughties to the now. All the music you love and the ones you don't, right here on Roach Valley Radio.
Today we'll see patchy rain in the east. Most places will remain dry, with sunny spells in the north. Cloud breaking elsewhere, highs of 12 degrees Celsius.
Your number one local radio station. Local radio station. The best music for Bury and Rochdale. This is Roach Valley Radio.
Welcome back to Community Corner. It's 8 minutes past two. We're into the last hour of the show. You've already missed Tina Harrison from Radcliffe, but if you want to listen to her interview again, we will be replaying that in about 2 hours' time or something. It'll also be available as a podcast. But I am still talking to Zoe Hodges. We're talking about the Imagination Library in Oldham. This is an organisation which has been set up under the umbrella of the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. If you missed the start of what we were talking about, the Imagination Library is Dolly Parton's project to basically give away books to the children of America, which has now expanded over into the UK, and it's about a million books now, isn't it, or something like that?
Yeah, in America they've given away 100 million books since it started, and in the UK alone it's about 3 million. So it's definitely expanding, and
40,000 books a month apparently.
Yeah,
the statistics are amazing, and it just goes to show you still can't never underestimate the power of a good old fashioned book, really, isn't it?
Exactly, it just inspires the imagination, like it says in the title, really, and that's so important in our young children.
All right, so here we go. I've been following you on social media. This is a question that you've asked everybody else. Favourite book?
Favourite childhood book? Well, mine is a musical Winnie the Pooh book. I mean, I have a few. There's a few titles that I remember fondly from my childhood.
But, right.
Yeah, I had this musical Winnie the Pooh book where when you got to like a certain symbol in the book, you pressed it and it made the noise.
Aww.
And I just think that Winnie the Pooh has so many great quotes in it.
Yeah.
That you take with you all through life.
Absolutely. The last chapter of Winnie the Pooh never fails to dissolve me into tears. I used to read it to my son and it never fails to dissolve me into tears. It really doesn't. Right, okay, so we should just say before we wrap up, so the event is happening. Where is it happening?
It's happening at Royton Band Club, which is sort of in the centre of Royton.
Right, okay. Tickets are a tenner.
Mm-hmm.
If you are going, it says here, with a massive star next to it, please bring a cupboard item to donate to the food bank.
Yes.
Which I think is a fantastic idea.
Yeah, and we're going to do a guess the weight competition on the night. So all the tins, we're going to have scales there and everything. All the tins or whatever item you bring will be piled onto the scales. And whoever's closest will win a prize. And we've also got a raffle as well.
That's a fantastic idea. Right, so it's sort of, you know, fun from start to finish really, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
What time do the doors open?
7 o'clock.
Doors open at 7 o'clock. And then you've got, so in case you want to do some research before you go, you've got Amelia Quinn, you've got Emma Moore, you've got Stevie O'Connor, you've got our very own Zoe Hodges under her band name of
Just Zoe.
And you've also got, who's the guy who I keep missing out?
John Nuttall.
John Nuttall. I'm really sorry, John. I don't know what it is. I've got a mental block against your name. If people are looking for tickets, what should they do?
Well, we have our own Facebook page now, which you can search for Imagination Library Oldham. Send us a message on there and we'll get you sorted out with tickets.
I don't know who's running your Facebook page, by the way, but you owe them. It's been non-stop since I followed it.
Yes.
It's been really, really good. Okay, so you get all those artists for a tenner. Starts at 7 o'clock. For a Saturday night out, it's not going to get a great deal better. Please do support it. Zoe has, you know, she's put a great... I shouldn't give Zoe the 100% credit. There's a team who have put a great deal of time and effort into this, and it's not going to stop with this launch, is it? You're going to be running marathons, you're going to be raising funds, you're going to be doing whatever it is that you can possibly do to raise cash for this thing.
Yes, it's going to be non-stop from now on, because the aim is to eventually sign up every 0 to 5 year old within Oldham and just keep on with that. But obviously we've got to start small and grow big, but yeah, that's the plan.
Ah, don't worry about that. Run before you can walk. That's always been the way. Zoe, thank you so much for coming in. It's been an absolute pleasure to see you. I haven't seen Zoe since June because our paths don't really cross. It's been absolutely great to see you. And do give my best to Becky and Lisa, who are helping you to organise it. And I really do hope that you have a great time.
Thank you.
I really do hope so. And will you come back in after it and just let us know how it's going?
Yes, of course, yes.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for coming in. This is Starlight by Electric Light Orchestra. And after this, I'm going to be joined by Alfie and Val from the Rochdale Creative Writing Group.